Okay, so as I sort of said at the end of Shir yesterday, the majority of poskim assume that the reason that that the discussion in our Gemara is primarily about size, right? How, when you're defining the bank of tzitzis, how big does it have to be? And that's what this katan thing is all about. I just saw yesterday that the Rav is quoted in I think it was Panini Harav or Nevesharav, I think Panini Harav, but one of those books by Rav Shechter, where he talks about Minhagim of the Rav, that he thinks he endorsed the Minhag of Sephardi communities and Yekish communities of non-married men to wear a talis. Because he felt that we were indeed at least choshesh for the positions that we saw already in the Ramah, right? The gra-like position that you're not really yotze with the talis katan, as we saw. That's not the majority position, but we are choshesh in certain ways, hence the bracha thing according to the Ramah. So he thought that it was better to have that minhag, to put on talis before you get married, unlike the standard Ashkenazi one, because if you're going to be makbid, you know, if you want to be machmir, so then be machmir. Though he noted, if you have a different minhag, so, you know, he wasn't so, as I said, if people had different minhagim, he wasn't so, like, machmir about it. He just thought that if you didn't have a minhag per se, then it was a better of the minhagim to choose. Because again, there is this other position that's out there, but it's not the ikar position. But what I want to move to is the question of quality. Because we could read the Gemara in one of two ways. We could either read the Gemara as saying that when we say that it's the size of a beged that a katan would wear, we just mean size. And we don't actually mean that what defines a beged is what a katan would wear in public or what an adult would wear once in a while in public and all the ways that we talked about in the last few days, however you want to get there. Right? We just mean that if you want to know the size, so the size of the beged is one that, assuming the quality of the material were such that it was a beged, right, they would go out. But to take an extreme example, like everyone would understand that, let's say you had clothing that was particularly embarrassing to wear, right? I don't know. Whatever, right? Come, what?
What do you mean embarrassing?
Embarrassing to wear, I don't know. You know, you're in a place, you live in Boston. So no one would wear Yankee clothing. It's just dangerous,
the
okay? What?
The Where's Waldo guy at CMS?
Whatever, right? No one would do that. No one is that stupid to do that. But everyone agrees it's a beged, right? It's a beged. No one would say, oh, it's not a beged, because no one would wear that in public during Super Bowl season. Like, no one would do that, right? Just, right, obviously, no one would say that.
But this is a matter of looking.
That was an extreme. That was not an.
Yeah.
But everyone would say that if you would find someone who was stupid enough to wear a Yankee shirt in Boston during Super Bowl when it's a Yankee Red Sox game, everyone would agree that if it had four corners, it'd be chayav in tzitzis. Why? Because it's a beged. The fact that you shouldn't, that no normal person would wear it in public, is because this is a competition that's been going back 100 and whatever years, and, you know, the fans hate each other. Okay.
I know somebody who did
it. Anyways, not the point. I'm just giving it as an example. My point is, right, right, you could theoretically have clothing that you wouldn't wear in public, but it's big enough to be clothing, and it is clothing.
Like
it is
a poncho.
That was why I just gave this example. That's why I gave this example, right? Now, obviously, that's not what we're talking about, because that is extraneous. But what if it's intrinsic? That's really our question. Is what if something is, the size of it is legamre big enough, but you wouldn't wear it in public because nagid is transparent. It's transparent, completely.
Poncho?
Poncho is a good example. Right, let's say you had a poncho, and you think that nylon is chayev, so you made a four-cornered poncho. Mamish, it covers your whole body, right? L'kol adeos, ituf, from your toes to your head, it covers you entirely, but it's see-through. So you would not go out, right? If you hold like the shito, that You need to be able to go out in this. And that's what defines as a beged. So if you think that's just about the sheer, so you'd say, look, in the end of the day, this is a beged. It is. It's see-through. So I wouldn't wear it outside. But it's a beged. It's just a beged that doesn't, that allows people to see through. But if you think that when the Gemara says, what type of beged is chayiv? It's a beged that a katan would wear outside. And an adult would wear once in a while. You think that's not just a question of size, but that also defines the type of clothing. Right? Not just the size of clothing, but the type of clothing. So then that might indicate, theoretically, that a poncho wouldn't be chayiv. A transparent one. Right? A completely transparent one. Now maybe not, because you'd say, no, that's the type of beged that's always worn on the outside. Right? It's meant to keep the rest of your clothes dry, so you could come up with it. But that's where we're going to have to go with this sugya. So, and obviously, halacha l'maisa, as I've said for several days, I promised I would finish up l'maisa. The question this comes down to, or the most common shaila that relates to this question in modern times, or that a 19-year-old would ask me, is mesh tzitzis. Because you could have something that covers your entire body, is made of mesh, but you would not, I hope, you would not go outside if the only thing you were wearing was made of mesh. Right? And I don't care if that's a mesh shirt, I don't care if that's, you would not, if you, the only thing you were wearing was a net, right? A four-cornered net on your entire body, I would hope you wouldn't go outside. So, does that tell me that mesh tzitzis are not a beged? So, the discussion really, besides for our Gemara, where we've already said you could have this shaila, so now we need to look at, well, how would we prove it? Because everybody in the Gemara, all the Rishonim, are talking about size. They're not talking about quality. So how would I know what the answer to this question is? So here we got to look at other sources. So look at 32. I know, Yosef only likes the source in the Gemara. But you know what? There is no Gemara on Kalim. It's the Mishnah. That's all we have. We have a Mishnah on Kalim. I'm sorry, there's no Gemara, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. If you want to know anything about how, but this is even more authoritative than the Gemara. But this is pre-Gemara. Mishnah, okay? Nothing I can do for you. I can't give you a Gemara. It's a Mishnah on Kalim. Okay, it's the Mishnah on Kalim. But of course, you know the Mishnah by heart. Because since you only like primary sources, you've already memorized Shas. Good. So, Keset Hasavlin Timea Medras. Mishmeret Shel Yayin Ein Mamishum Moshav Svacha Shel Zkeina Timea Mishuv Moshav. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is going through all types of things. So there's a Tumah called Tumas Medras. What's Tumas Medras? So Tumas Medras is things that become Tumah by sitting on them. Okay, this is a Tumah that comes from Nida and Zava. So the rule is that on that Tumah, it's only something which is normally sat on, right? It's something that you happen to sit on is not Tumah. It has to be like a chair. Okay?
And it stays in when the person gets up?
Correct, correct. It is, in fact, one of the most Machmir Tumas that we have. Okay? But that's really not our issue, but that's just to understand the first half of the mission. The second half of the mission, though, towards the end of the line, is Chaluk Shel Yotzeit Hachutz Ha'asui Kesifacha Taor. A shirt which is made like a lattice is Taor. Ha'ose Beged Menacherem Taor Umizuto Tamei. Even before that. Svacha shall gain a tmeya, mishum moshav, chaluk shall yotze, zayachutz, asui kesvacha tahar. So if you have this right shirt that's made like a lattice, it is tahar. So what does that make it sound like?
That is not really a shirt, or like not a beged.
Maybe, and we get a better English word for you. But I believe it's lattice. That would be the... But I'll get you
one. It's like a crisscross kind of thing.
Yeah. I guess that's the not highfalutin word. Crisscross, I guess. Okay. Let's see how Svari translates it. Maybe I'll get a better word for you. Kalim, by the way, is the longest Masechta in Shas. If you,
I'm doing the Shema.
It's what?
Longest Masechta of the Shema.
Meaning it doesn't have a Gemara. What I'm saying, it's of Mishnayot, it is the longest.
Or as if you compare that to other Mishnayot with the Gemaras.
No, obviously not. But I'm saying, like, it is by far. It is 30 prakim.
30 prakim. Wow.
Right, like Baba Basra, which is the longest Masechta in Shas, and Gemara is 10 prakim. So what Kalim would look like if it had Mishnah?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Now Kalim, by the way, remember parenthetically. But the Bavas, remember, used to be a 30 parak Masechta called Nezikin.
Right.
And then you divide it into three. The first gate, the middle gate, and the last gate. Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Batra. Kalim is one Masechta, but it also has three Bava. For the exact same reason. Because it's so ridiculously long, it's also divided that way. But we didn't divide it into a separate Masechta. Okay, so let me read you the English translation as far as I would have it for you, okay? A porter's pad is susceptible to midrash uncleanliness. A wine filter is not susceptible to uncleanliness as a seat. An old woman's hairnet is susceptible to uncleanliness as a seat. A prostitute's shirt, which is woven like a net, is not susceptible to uncleanliness or tuma. A garment made of fishing net is not susceptible to uncleanliness, but one made of its bag is susceptible. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, if a garment is made out of a fishing net, but is made double, it is susceptible to uncleanliness. Right? That's the continuation. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omar, Oseh beged min acherem, v'kaflo tamei. So what does this seem to tell you? So you have this halacha that these clothing that are made of net are not considered a beged. And therefore, they're not mekabel tuma. Unless they're doubled over, in which case Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says they are. And the Bartanura says, what's the difference between a net and a doubled over net? Why is it that a shirt made out of a net is tahor, but a
smaller hole?
Good. So the Bartanura says in 30 the kaflu, shekafal at a reshit, vitafra, ve'ein bizaronir, mitocha. If you double it over, you sew it together, so now your skin isn't seen through it. So it's tahor. So tame, the chashuv beged, ve'ein alacha gebelazim Yaakov. No, we don't paskin that way, but. What does that sound like? Meaning, according to Lezer Yaakov, that is Tameh. It sounds like the other Shita holds, even that is Tahor, because it's still see-through enough. But the simple read of this Braisa is that, I'm sorry, Braisa, this Mishnah, as the Bartanura understands it, is that if something is see-through, is it called a Beged? No. And if you come back to our Gemara, you would say, why? Because what defines a Beged is that someone would wear this in public. And if you wouldn't, so our Gemara talks about size, but this Mishnah implies that the same thing is true of quality, right? Or see-through ability.
Material.
So on the one hand, this Mishnah makes it sound like, would you define, whether or not you derive it from our Gemara, would you think that the standard of something I would wear in public, not just because of size, but because of see-through ability, right? Transparency in simple thing, right? I'm trying to simplify it here for you, you know? You like simple words, but transparency. What do you think? Right? So based on this Mishnah, would you think that that standard extends beyond size to how opaque versus transparent it is? Yes. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Yoma that implies the opposite. So the Gemara tells the following story that Amar Lo Ve'lo Rezer Ben Charsom Sha'asto Lo Imo Ktonet Mi Shtei Ribo Ve'lo Nicho Achiv HaKohanim Lo Lovsha. Rezer Ben Charsom was very wealthy, and his mother made him an extremely expensive, very, 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 very fine silk clothing, silk beged. But the other Kohanim wouldn't let him wear it, Mivnei Shenira Ka'arum, because when he wore it, he looked naked. It was like so thin, it was sheer, right? It was like it looked like he was wearing nothing.
Sounds like a fairy tale.
What?
Sounds like a certain fairy tale.
Yes, exactly. But I'm saying where it's not. Meaning he was wearing it. He really was. But it's like his mom see through me. It's chaze. Something where it was really seen. But without getting to that detail, what does it sound like? The Gemara, is that a beged?
Sure.
Yes, the Gemara says it's a beged. It's just that. They wouldn't let him walk outside. But was it called a beged? Yeah. Yes.
It functions like
right? It's a ketonet.
So
now.
That's more about material.
So, right, so there it sounds like something, right, so the mashmaut of the Mishnah on Kalim is that if something is see-through, it's right, the fact you wouldn't go outside using Lashon HaGemara makes it that it's not a beged. The Gemara in Yoma
makes it seem like...
Now, you could distinguish. I think there's a very easy way to distinguish.
You would go outside.
No, it's very simple. In the Gemara in... I think it would go like this. In the case in the Gemara in Yoma, were there any holes in the beged?
No.
No. What was the problem? It was very fine.
Like a tight.
Like tight, like a poncho. I mean, you could say it's not about whether you would go outside. Meaning, you would go outside in a poncho. Mm-hmm. You would go outside in a poncho.
Over my own clothes.
Correct, but that's his point. Right? Meaning, a poncho, no one would say it's not a beged. Right? It's transparent. Yeah, but it's complete. Right? It's complete. Now, again, there's the problem there. That's a flat sheet. But I'm saying,
also,
leaving the flat sheet thing aside, my point is, you could distinguish. You could say, look, if there's no holes, there's nothing wrong with the beged. It's just that it's so fine that it is see-through. So you could say, okay, that's a beged. It might not be a beged I wear outside, but people wear things like this for different reasons, for whatever reason, right? Come up with...
Very hot day, I want to wear something like...
No. That doesn't mean you wear see-through things. Please, God.
Oh, no.
I hope that's not the point.
No.
I'm saying, like, Nagid, right, people wear things... People wear bodysuits, right, sometimes. What? No, I'm saying, like... For whatever reason.
Where it's like your space is one colored man or...
Right, so you're not actually unclothed, but if someone didn't look very carefully, right? Now, I don't suggest doing this. I don't think it's senua. But people do it, right? People will wear it because they want people to think that they're naked. But it's clearly clothing. That's why it's called a bodysuit. Right? It's not, they're not naked. That's the whole point. It's not their body that's being seen. It's something else. So you could distinguish and you could say, look, if there are holes in the beged, and the reason that you wouldn't wear it is because it's actually missing enough material that it's lacking quality, so that's not a beged. But if it's complete, it just happens to be transparent, you made a complete beged out of something that's clear, so maybe it is a beged, because there's nothing wrong with a beged, it's just the wrong color. Right? If no one likes pink, right, so they won't wear pink, that doesn't mean it's not a beged, it just means a beged no one will wear, like the Yankee shirt. So you could distinguish. Now, which one of those is mesh-like?
The ones see-through kind of thing.
Yeah, which one? The one, if my distinction is right, then which one is it more similar to? The one which is lacking in begedness because it is missing material? The one that is not lacking in begedness because it's see-through, not because it's lacking, but because of the, it's just a clear material?
The first one,
it's a net. It's the net. Right? And therefore, many of the poskim who say you can't have mesh tzitzis say, you know why you can't have mesh tzitzis?
It's wearing clothes over there.
Because of the Mishnah? No! Because of the Mishnah in Kalim. Because if you have a net, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that a beged made of holes, a net is not a beged. So don't give me the Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara in Yoma, you know, I can explain the difference. So, for example, you look at Lahorad Nasan, Nasan Gishtetner. He has many tshuvot on this topic. The first four tshuvot in the second chelik of Lahorad Nasan are on this topic, and he writes, "B'mishna b'kelim." Right, he was right. Aldana sheil begeshar v'kanfana asu minaylon v'kein maser reshet sheish bochrim gedolim. This nylon hole, net mesh tzitzis. It has big holes. Imchayev b'tzitzit. So he says, b'mishna b'kelim ita chalok sheyotzer achutz ha'asuk yizvach ha'tar peyer shabar tenura etc. mavur debeget asem ha'asem reshet u'vassaron nira mitoch v'eno beget. You learn from the mishna and kelim that if clothes are see-through because it's a net, it is not clothing. The kenvi d'var b'divar Rambam, that's the Rambam paskin shekotav v'achir mekabal tumah b'nei zutum b'nei she'ene odos v'achadakim v'yoteru kebeget v'ose begim v'achirim tar min zutum mitavei. Rambam paskin that way mevur dafka im ene ez v'achadakim v'yoter he dahavi b'chal beget, and he says it depends. If it's very thin holes, so then it is a beget. That the Rambam says, oh, creation to come and gedolim lo be beget, if it's big holes you can see through it, it's not a beget. Ha'amnam, Now he says, however, if you look in the shut of the Chasam Sofer, he'elel in kovaim akluim ayuzim kesivacha nikavim nikavim du muskar lahaskir b'hem shem shemayim lipalel. The Chasam Sofer said that a netted hat, right, like a very loose tsuga, not like this, but a very loose tsuga, where it's even more holes than it is
beged,
you can still say a bracha with that type of kippah on your head. Afal gav shaparz merubal omed, even if there's more space than there is fabric. So he says, does that prove that the Chasam Sofer thinks that a beged which has holes, and even though there's more air than there is beged, is called a beged? So what do you think? Is that a proof? No. Why? No, so you could just say tzitzit, fine, but there's a better reason. What's the better reason? Beged is defined contextually. He says a hat. A hat is defined, is not about removing boshet, because you're not embarrassed if people see your hair. So it's just about covering. So is a net covering it? Yes, think a hairnet that people use in a cafeteria. You can see through it. But are they wearing something?
Yeah.
Yes. Pasha, they're wearing something. Halachically, are they wearing something? Yes. Health-wise, are they wearing something? Yes. Their hair won't fall into the food.
Halachically, if you wear a hairnet, it'll still be fine for women?
I mean, midaraisa, yes. The Gemara said so, explicitly. I mean, it's not clear what the Gemara says. The Gemara talks about wearing a basket on your head. But according to one shita, yeah, midaraisa, like a netted thing, would be fine, right? Meaning, look, this came up once, right? When did it come up? So when I said this once to Ora, when she was in labor, right? Because in your own room, right? You're in the hospital, so there's a good argument to be made that you only have to become the Doraisa. It's like in your house, right? Again, this is very complicated, right? But it happened to be Ara didn't have a mitpachat because she didn't know she was going into labor. She ended up in the hospital not knowing she was going into labor. So she only had her sheitel, and you don't want to be wearing a sheitel while you're like in labor. This is not a good idea. But I said, you just take one of those nets. It's clearly the Doraisa. You're Yotzei the Doraisa, according to many Rishon. That's what the Gemara's case is, right? And you're not going in public. You're in your own private room. So the doctor's coming in a Hanami, but it's your room. So there's a good argument to be made that in your room, the only thing you have to do it is maybe the Doraisa, right? And therefore,
what if it's a shared room?
This was labor. This was labor.
Okay. Yeah,
you don't share a room during labor.
Yes.
Just say, okay, this is labor. This is not.
There's a Doraisa to cover your hair.
Yes, Gemara says Doraisa.
Whoa, that changes everything.
Not for men, for women.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, so how do...
How do what?
Yes, my whole thing is in the Gemara, but...
Jewish community.
No, I know, not for men.
Yeah, I know.
Alma, Dashu Menukav Nikavim Gdolim Chashu Kisui. So the Chasam Sofer says that a very loose kippah sugah, essentially like a hairnet, right, you can see through it, it is a covering for your head. So the Horus Nassim says, does that prove that Mesh Tzitzis is a beged?
No,
he says, because... He said, "Baram, I'm shiny." And he keeps your rose low, being and didn't beg it. He said, "Your hat is not a beged. That's what I'm talking about. It's a hat. The standard for what you would put on your head and not be embarrassed about, or whatever, is not the same as your shirt. It's a different standard, right? People wear hats for style. They wear hats for whatever. Your shirt should also be covering you. Therefore, he says that doesn't prove anything. He says, I'll prove it to you because the halacha is Shulchan Aruch says that if someone else puts their hand on your head." You can say a bracha, right? You would not go outside, right?
Is that embarrassing?
Right, he said, again, for your head, fine, right? Your head is now covered. Would you go outside if you were completely naked and just a bunch of people holding your hands around? Like, this is not, right? Like, that's not what you would do, right? These are different standards. That's his point, okay? Besides for assault and whatever else is going on, molestation going on, that bizarre theoretical, I'm not endorsing this for the record. He says, at any rate, the fact is that someone's hand is not halachically a beged, it's just a cover, which shows you that a hat doesn't. So the reason you cover your head is so it's covered, so that you show humility to God, but it's not about a beged. So you just need to cover it with anything. But by a beged of a next line of a hechad to be inan din beged lo shagid b'shvach b'shvacha shvishin akavim dolim shvazer nir mitochol deim ze beged u'me'ata b'tzitzit v'inin shei b'tala din beged. And therefore he says by a talis where you need a beged k'tichsev al kanvei v'gdehem etc. etc. If he said yosef the beged shalzer kishvacha sheish ben akavim dolim at shvazer nir mitach v'inu begeder beged. Therefore, he says you're not chayev. In Gimel, he says ulam. But then he is bottom. The Maishah Kazav at the Tiveres Yisrael. The Amud the Cholak Shal Yotzeis Chod Tasek Izvecha Tor Nir Liv Lonokat Kipshuta Cholak Shal Tasek Izvecha Shmami Nedavka Cholak Shal Zona. The Tiveres Yisrael says maybe. Why didn't it just say a netted clothing? Why didn't it say netted clothing of a prostitute? Right in the Mishnah. Why was that the example? So he says maybe. Israel had read it the opposite. He said, no. If you have a beged which has holes in it, it is a beged. The only type of beged is one which is like, yeah, meaning it's meant to be so revealing. Meaning the prostitute's one, if it has so many holes, because why is she wearing it that way? To not cover herself. So that, the Tiferes Yisrael says, is not a beged. But a regular beged, which happens to be sheer, it is a beged. It is a beged. And what's his proof? The Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara in Yoma. Right? The very thin, silk, very fine silk beged that was considered a beged. Mavur the Chiluk Shel Ish. Right, he says maybe the difference is a zona and not, but the Tiferes Yisrael, the Tiferes Yisrael said the issue is not zona versus not zona, it's man versus woman. That by man, the standards are different because we care about, right? Tznius standards are not as demanding, and therefore, someone can see that it might be, right? Dafka zona, a woman where it's, you know, this woman is trying to use her body to provoke, right? To entice men, right? So she's trying to see that, and the standards of seeing it or different women, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says, right? For women, it would not be beged. Maybe for men, it would be where the standards are lower to begin with. So that would be a defense. But he says, I don't think so. Now, there's two ways you could reject the Gemara in Yoma. One is the way I said before, which is maybe it depends on whether it's lacking because of holes or it's lacking because of, you know, just the nature of the material. The Lahoras Nasan is a different response, which is the mother may have considered a beged, but all the other Kohanim stopped him from wearing it. So you could say they stopped from wearing it because it's clothing, but it's but it is a beged, but it's just see-through, so they don't want him to wear it. Or you could say, no, you see the other Kohanim said, that's not clothing. Right? Clothing can't be see-through. So to summarize what we've seen, you have the Mishnah, which says that netted clothing are not mekabel tumah. So the simplest read of that is to say that if something is netted and see-through, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a beged. The Mishnah, the Gemara in Yoma, says that this mother made clothing made of such fine silk that he looked like he was naked, which makes it sound like it is a beged. So now what do you do? So there are different ways to distinguish. The way that the Horus Nasan distinguishes is as follows. It depends. So the Horus Nasan just says, no, the Mishnah tells you that anything which is see-through is not a beged. I, the Gemara in Yoma, that's why the other Kohanim didn't let him wear it. Or you could distinguish. The Tiferes Yisrael says it's the difference between men and women. Men, the standards of tznius are lower and less demanding, and therefore maybe a mesh beged would be a beged. For women, where the standard is higher because their bodies can be more provocative or whatever he's thinking, hence the example of the zona. Again, it's very dangerous when I start talking about tznius because someone's going to say, oh, I don't want it. But that's what the original says.
Explain the Kohanim telling him.
So the other way is what I would say. Another way of distinguishing is say no. There's a difference. If it's see-through because it has holes, so then it's not a beged. If it's see-through because of the nature of the material, it is a beged. That doesn't mean it's sanua, and that's why the Kohanim stopped him. But it's clearly a beged, right? Because something doesn't stop being a beged just because you made it actively out of see-through string. It's clearly a beged, so that would be another chiluk. But according to two out of three of those chilukim, right? I mean, two of those three ways of being miyashiv, the Gemara and Yoma, with the Mishnah in Kalim, So would a mesh tzitzis be a beged? No, according to my way?
Yeah.
No, not a beged, because I would say you distinguish between something where the material is see-through and where there's holes, and that's why it's see-through. Right?
Then well, if it, why as, can't you say the holes make the material?
Whoa, 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 whoa. If, because the Mishnah and Kalim talks about a net and says that's not a beged. So that's why I distinguish.
So mesh is considered a net?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's literally what it is. It is a net. That is what it is. That is not denial. That is not, you can't deny that. That's what it is. It is netted.
Right.
So, according to that chiluk, would mesh be a beged?
No.
No. According to the Horos Nasan, that the Kohanim felt that it wasn't a beged because anything that's see-through is not a beged. Would it be a beged? Obviously not. Though, you really have to wonder, does that mean that if you made something that was just see-through, that was meant to go on top of your clothes and it was four corners, you wouldn't...
Wow.
It wouldn't be a beged. According to Laura's Nasa and Pashtos, it would not be a beged. But I find that very hard to believe.
Or how would you say if not a beged, you did something on a beged?
Again, I find this hard to believe. If you think there's a difference between men and women versus Israel, meaning the question is this the type of thing that would cover a person? And the answer is, well, it depends. For men, maybe yes. For women, maybe no. Which is versus Israel, then what would the halacha be? Maybe a mesh tzitzis. Maybe a bichayev. Maybe. But the halacha of Laura's Nasa says... Nothing just Stetner says mesh tzitzis, not good. Other people who say that it's not good. Rav Shechter says it's not good, and this goes more in the direction I say, that it's not about the see-through, it's about omid meruba ala paros. It's that we have a halacha from Erevin that when there's more space than there is standing, it doesn't count. Right? It just barely exists. Now, he may not mean this literally, he made this, but the point is, this is mostly air. Right? That's not true of see-through string, but it is true of something with holes. There are other reasons that poskim give. Most poskim lahalacha say, are metchits as good?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Moral poskim say it's no. Now, if it's made of synthetic material, then as we already saw, it's a different mahalokas. But even ones made of cotton, and again, I looked it up. You can get from cotton, you can get from synthetic. Even ones made of cotton, rove poskim, for one reason or another, say, this is not a beged. Mishnah and Kalim, other things.
So why is it okay?
I didn't say it was okay.
You said because you were
one said, oh, because they don't hold. Like.
Now, what would the argument be? So, you could go the Tiferes Yisrael direction, which is saying there's a difference between men and women, and therefore we have no proof that netted clothes are not clothing. Or that's what Tiferes Yisrael says. The Aznid Beru goes in this direction. I want to go through all his arguments, but basically, the Aznid Beru says the way you should read the Gemara in. Menachot is that it's only about size and not about boshe. Okay, so the halacha, therefore, the one posek who really isn't mekel or mekel machmir, what do you want to say? Who says your chayev is the Aznid Beru, is Rav Binyamin Zilber, who is a very serious posek. He's a Talmud Chazanish, so I can't tell you that nobody says it's okay. I mean, he just basically says that the Gemara in Menachot should be taken as being about size and not quality. And if you look at 38, he says, "V'tama mashkazer shlita dochet afil veged elyon afil lefi mishner ashon api divrei and mukayos." And because of the column is bayesh latzei below ktud mafarish nahinik shuaram umeila veged kazei sheish bun a kamen in a roil lechazav basar olmikri veged linim tzitzis. Aval zeh temua dina kadam because of arum and the ratzon of the gam kadam in bayesh latzei below shuk. Right? Said Yishtender says it's about embarrassment. Right, because the Nebuka Yosef says it's about embarrassment, but he said, "What are you talking about?" Right, that's if it's embarrassing. Embarrassing because of size. And he says, "Umash me'achar she'ikar tlayinu the beged sharvakan l'chayim tzitzis af shagol me'vayish latzei bo." Once we said that really it's about four corners, even if someone would be embarrassed to go out. Therefore, kevin shovel le'mitzvato, since it's made for the mitzvah, etc., you are chayiv even in as holes. And there, so Rav Gishtener says, Rav Binyamin Zilber says that mesh tzitzis are in fact chayiv. But he actually goes farther, and he says, and this is a very strange argument, I really don't understand it, but he says, "I'll prove to you that it's okay, or at least defensible." Nachum, what's the defense? This is very strange. He says, people make it, and the people who make it are Yerushalayim. They must have asked a posek before they started making it, and that rabbi, even though I don't know who it is, and I don't actually know they asked a rabbi, I'm going to assume they asked a rabbi, and therefore he said it was okay.
So there's a rabbi who...
That is the weirdest. I really don't know what to do with it.
They can't even quote the rabbi?
What?
They don't
even know. He never asked them. He just assumes.
How can he be Gusak on that?
He must have been Anna.
That's weird.
Now, the biscuit shuba just qualifies.
You know, there are people who eat...
I know.
There are people who eat street dairy at restaurants.
I understand. I don't know. Now, the only thing I would just add, I gave you the biscuit shuba. The biscuit shuba notes that even if you think it's about embarrassment, remember, and as we've said several times, it doesn't mean that it has to be a beged for the whole body. It means that for the beged that it's functioning as. So if it's meant to be a shirt... It has to be something that you wouldn't be embarrassed to wear because it's big enough to be a shirt, not that it's big enough to cover your entire body. And again, we saw that this is the majority position. Are we done with this?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As for the general rule, now you could just say, you could half accept this, and you could say, look, it could be that you think that mesh tzitzes aren't chayav because of the holes, but you still don't have to accept the position that derech latzebo means that a katan would go out and not be embarrassed. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, people wouldn't go out with a kid's clothing, right? It's just, we just have higher standards, maybe because clothes are so cheap. Right? It used to be people would go out in smaller clothes and tighter, whatever they had, right? If it was tattered, it was this, because they didn't have clothes. Nowadays, you might not go out in a kid's clothing just because it's embarrassing. That doesn't mean it's not a beged. So therefore, you could accept halfway. You could say, look, really, the Gemara is just about shear. It's about size. And just because you would be embarrassed to go out, that doesn't mean that it's less clothing. The reason that netted clothing is not a beged is because it's netted clothing. That's a different halacha. That's like a different madrega. And the Piskei Tshuva argues this. On the other end, you could say, if you wanted to defend these types of clothes, there's another way of defending it, which is to say, look, maybe when the beged is being used because it's your normal clothing and you happen to be Mekayim HaMitzvah because of four-cornered clothes, so then I have to worry about would I actually go outside. But if I'm wearing it to do the mitzvah, so maybe that gives it chashivus, and therefore, even though it wouldn't be considered clothing under normal circumstances, it would be a beged for tzitzis because I made it l'shem mitzvah. So that might be another possible defense for mesh tzitzis. But the truth is, and I, you know, when I listen to, you know, I listen to like four or five shiurim on it online just to see if I was missing something. In general, I think most poskim are machmir and don't like mesh tzitzis. Reb Binyamin Zilber is the big name who says that it is okay.
You're setting up tzitzibler, you said.
For, well, I mean, half of it is sensible. The last one, which is their rabbis must have said it's okay, because obviously they asked rabbis at some point.
Right.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's... whatever. I don't do it. Okay. Something I'm just going to throw out here, but we're going to come back to, but I want you to see where it comes from, is that this shear may, and the way we talk about the shear may also affect how you wear tzitzis. This is really more on the ito sugya that we'll come back to and get to the bracha, but just to give you an example of how this sugya connects to it, so look at the Radbaz. The Radbaz says, Sha'altam eni odiacha mashtam chu'ilu abay me'eretz turgma, tugrima, shemashlichem atal dekatvem inu chasen bo'ed arosh. These people who wear their talis on their shoulders and don't cover their head. Tshuva. Samchu al bala itter. Shgad lo minu kulei hai. Lek derech minu azam iskatsin. Bekhtu sam. Oskum alachtam. Pam bikisu yarosh. Pam bikilu yarosh. The itter says it's fine. You don't have to cover your head. You just have to. It has to be what you would wear. And where does he get that from? Right? And by the way, this is going to be. The Beis Yosef is going to pass on the itter. That you don't need something that's going to cover your head. And ituf by tzitzis, again, we're going to do this more in depth. Ituf doesn't necessarily mean your head, it means around your body. But where would you get that idea from? From our Gemara. Because does our Gemara, when defining the shear, say anything about covering your head?
No.
Right? It's, what would a katan go out with? Right? Right, what would a katan go out with? What would cover most of his body? And therefore, that's what motivates the shittah who say, ituf by tzitzis doesn't mean your head, it means your body. Even though in other areas of halacha, ituf means body. Sorry, it means head. Head and body. Here it doesn't. But others, like the Radbaz, reject it. He says, ve'en l'smoch al bala itur. V'sumi lashon ha-bracha namad les atif. Right? He says, I have different proofs. But pashtos, I only read it now, because we'll come back to it with itov. But the defense, presumably, of the position of the iter, of why is that in other areas of halacha, itov means your head and your body, and here it just means your body, is because the Gemara told you that the definition of beged is what covers the body. That's why he has a different shear here. So hold off on these ideas. Maybe it is right that the next thing we should do is not kilayim b'tzitzir v'zadaf mem, but skip to the bracha and do ituf, the definition of ituf. Maybe that is. I prepared both source sheets, so maybe that is, now that I'm thinking about it. But the end I just gave you, Rusher Weiss. He just gives a defense, right? We already noted the minhag of some people to wear talis katan that weren't even big enough, and that's why. And the Ramah said maybe that's why you say al mitzvah tzitzis. But as everyone asked me, wait a second, if it's not big enough, why do you say any bracha, right? So, and you didn't like this defense. Oh, it's a shevach. You said that's ridiculous. So he gives a different svar, and this goes back to Piskechu we said before, which is maybe you have to distinguish between beged that is made l'shem mitzvah and beged that you happen to wear and put a mitzvah on it. Because when it's just your normal beged, you add tzitzis, what makes it a beged?
That you wear it.
That you would normally wear it. When you have a talis katan, if you're making it l'shem mitzvah, maybe you could say, I can grant chashivas to something that is smaller because I'm actively going out of my way to give it chashivos. And therefore he says, and lefiyani is daiti nirbeir dvam, dein tzarch shir lechiyo volo lemitzvah, lechol matzah tzizm v'negon tzuzim, no simo chosim shol avdom l'kai mitzvah. He says, maybe, what you would say is, look, maybe you're not chayiv to put on tzitzis, but you can get a mitzvah when you're making a l'shem mitzvah, it has some chashivos, and therefore you could say, look, as long as I'm putting it on something which is small, and I'm showing that I'm an Eved of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and all the things that are wrapped up in it, I'm doing l'shem mitzvah, that gives enough chashivos to at least make it that it's a mitzvah, even if it's not a chiyuv. Avshein chiyuv ela bebeged gomor sheish b'shir atif ad lo chiyuv but sitzes al roi v'chinez v'adim sada dvarim, etc. So maybe you could say that these begadim, right, if you want to follow this type of argument, maybe you'd say that, okay, you know, maybe you're not chayiv in this, but if you're doing l'shem beged, so maybe it's not a bracha v'atala, maybe it's a mitzvah, maybe you could come up with something like that. I don't know. It's a big chiddush. Okay. But like I said, l'halacha, now that we've finished it, right, we've done basically everything to define beged, we've seen the majority position, which is that it's some version of it needs to be defined as a beged objectively, even if for you this isn't what you would wear on a normal basis, hence the katan gadol thing. We did see that the gra position, which is a sort of intensification of the position already found in the Mordechai, the Ramah quotes, is no, maybe it really needs to be something that would cover your whole body. Or as the Rav Eishel Avram Buchach said, that maybe it's subjective. It's that which people wouldn't be embarrassed to wear, which once was something that would cover a katan's body, but nowadays it has to be bigger, even if that's not what the Gemara meant. But it's a subjective shear. We saw the majority view is that it just needs to be that size, and that's why most Rishonim and Achronim think that your talis katan is chayav midaraisa. We dealt with the question of material, right? Of, if you remember, we dealt with, is it only tzemer opishtim? Is it all materials? Maybe not things that don't need ariga, or is it then deraisa derabanan, the leather sugya and the synthetic sugya? And now we've moved to the last question in terms of defining the beged, which is see-throughness, right? Transparency, is that about defining it? The horos nasan, yes, I would say yes, but maybe only if the problem is because of holes, not necessarily because of material, that I'm not sure. The horos nasan is the only way to read that sugya. And the Aznidru thinks, no, that's not a problem. It's only about size. And then the possibility that when you make it l'shem mitzvah, maybe that's different. Maybe it gives a chashivas. Maybe that gives it a middle status of defined as mitzvah but not chovah or something based on Rav Asher Weiss. But again, the majority of poskim think that Ashkenazi poskim at least thinks synthetic material, I'm sorry, that not the cotton and the like is chayiv. Synthetic material is a machlokas. Mesh, the majority of poskim think you are not chayev, right? The majority of poskim come out that you're not chayev in mesh, meaning you can't be mekayem the mitzvah.
Right.
But if people want to wear mesh, so it's better to wear the cotton ones, because then you're only relying on one kula, right? If you're synthetic material, then you have a machlokas about the material and a machlokas about the quality. And you can get cotton mesh ones. So it's interesting, right? There are different mesh ones. I wonder whether one like that, which you can't really see through. I don't know, right?
These are holes.
Ah, well, so that's...
I mean...
Oh, that's dry fit. That's not mesh. That's dry fit, right?
Dry, yeah.
So dry fit is not like that, right? Dry fit, the shayla, is just synthetic material.
I mean, there is, like, holes, but they're...
No, no, I understand. Mesh are like... So I'd say, no. So dry fit is just the synthetic shayla.
Right.
Right? Mesh... So if it's synthetic mesh, then it's two shaylas. If it's cotton mesh, then again, rove poskim say it's not good. But if someone wants to wear it, I can't say nobody says it's mutter. Yom Zilber says it is. And he's a very serious posek. But these are the issues in terms of defining the beged. So that is all the sugya that we're doing in terms of defining the beged. I'll consider over tonight whether we actually come back to Atifa once we get to it in the Gemara, or we skip to Atifa and come back to Kilayim Mitzitzes. I don't know. I'll think about it overnight, and then... Shkoyach.